Our topic today is alienation, estrangement, and the reunification process. And I don't know about everybody else, but I know I've seen, for whatever reason, a real surge of these cases in my practice over, I don't know how many years, the last 5 to 10 years. And so this is an area, the Family Code does not address what do you do when you have alienation or what do you do when you have an estranged parent. So the things we're going to talk about here are going to deal a lot with what does the research say, because the Family Code doesn't necessarily have the answer. And there's not, judges have broad discretion, what's in the best interest of the children. So these, to me, are some of the most difficult cases, and so we're going to talk about what we do for that. One thing I want to do before we get started is get an idea from our audience what everybody's background is here. How many people here are judges first? We've got a couple judges. How many are mental health professionals? Okay, and lawyers? Okay, so we have mostly lawyers. Are there paralegals here at all? We've got paralegal here too. Okay, good. All right. Well, that's great. That gives us an idea of who we're talking to, and we're going to go ahead and get started. And I'll start with Dr. Warshak.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you all for being here. A father complains that the children don't want to see their mother, or in another family, the mother says, they refuse to leave the house and get in his car when dad shows up on the weekend. And protests like these, when they're chronic, when they're firm, without adequate justification, and usually in the context of the children sharing one of the parents' negative attitudes about the other, these cases challenge those of us who try to alleviate the problem.